This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a lot of questions and comments and concerns. We just talked about the stimulus package, and we kind of broke that down on what it covers. One of you had listened to the Surgeon General. I don't know if it was on Good Morning America or one of the television shows, where the Surgeon General was saying that the coronavirus could be around till Labor Day. Now, Labor Day... Let me get this right. Labor Day is where we're supposed to take a day off, you know, and you know, from work. And, you know, we show appreciation to those of us that have worked. And a lot of us are kind of out of work. So I think of us already being in a kind of extended Labor Day now. So it will be a little ironic if on Labor Day we want to work because we are sick of not working. That being said, in terms of these predictions of how long coronavirus will last in the United States, there's many different, shall we say, timelines, okay? When will the deaths stop? When will the cases stop rising? When will coronavirus be gone out of the United States? All right? It's going to be very difficult to put an exact day, like flu. Flu lasts anywhere from the October... maybe early October to the end of May, early June. I don't believe we've isolated flu in July or August. It could be. There could be that virus circulating around. I mean, the pharmaceutical companies are making vaccines in the summer. So technically, a flu virus could be around most months. But in terms of inaction and causing disease, we see flu season go from October to end of May, maybe June 1. Hurricane season, June 1 to the end of November. We need to talk about hurricane season, too. Yeah, they say it's going to be a doozy this year. Like, just what we need. So, will a coronavirus be circulating around? I have no doubt. I have no doubt also that it's going to come back next year. What I'm hoping is that we have a vaccine. I'm hoping we have some immunity. I am hoping that those, unfortunately, who have been fighting it seriously, have had some success with some medication regimen, so we know what to do next time around and what to do when we treat. So, am I worried that coronavirus could be around till Labor Day or whatever new day these different media outlets are saying? I don't think that has to cause panic. Where as long as we move forward with vaccine, as long as we move forward with treatment options, as long as we have plenty of hospital beds and ventilators and things like that, and in the summer, hopefully we have less busy hospitals because we aren't in cough and cold and flu and pneumonia season, you know, we may be able to get a hold, get a better bearing, be able to isolate better. And so I really think we're going to make headway in the summer. I do. I'm cautiously optimistic, but I'm a lot more optimistic than I think I've ever been because I think we're moving at lightning speed. Okay? Now, one thing that's complicating matters is we have amazing healthcare workers on the front lines. We have nurses and doctors and respiratory therapists and custodians and dietitians and physical therapists and, you know, those performing pulmonary toilets, which I love talking about pulmonary toilet. It's an easy word for me to say because I have a lisp, so I can say toilet without a problem. They're on the front line, and there's been concern that if they're needed, how easy is it for them to quarantine and self-isolate? And I guess in New York City, there's a report saying some healthcare workers in New York City are told to keep working. As long as they don't have symptoms, whether they have coronavirus or not, to keep working. Now, that scares people because we kind of wonder if this huge rise in cases in New York has over half the cases in the United States, could possibly because people are getting sick within a hospital. Now, let's be realistic, all right, about us doctors, nurses, healthcare professionals, et cetera, okay? None of us want to get anybody sick. By the way, God bless the medical students that want to help. We have medical students all over wanting to join and help. They are so frustrated they can't. I believe in New York they're already recruiting medical students. But I get the medical students is kind of under the auspices and the protection of the medical school. Medical schools don't want to get sued. I get that. But, you know, still, you medical students that have been reaching out saying you want to help, bless you guys for wanting to do that. Very, very cool. So, if I could be really realistic about healthcare workers, we never put ourselves first. In fact, we don't even put our families first. So we expose our family all the time. I mean, you know, when flu would hit, coughs and colds, did I worry about bringing something home to my family? I worried about it, but I didn't do anything about it. I kept seeing my patients. You know, when we would have a tuberculosis patient or a meningitis patient or a staph patient or hepatitis or whatever, you know, I mean, I'm still going to treat the patient because I took that oath. I took that oath before the babies came. You know, I took that oath, you know, before I finished my newlywed year with Corey. So, patients come first. They always have. And so if I wasn't feeling well, if I had a headache, et cetera, you know, I still came to work. If I thought I was contagious with something, I didn't. You know, or I, you know, protected myself or whatever. And so you have individuals that they might not want to be furloughed. They might not want to be laid off. They want to be there on the front lines. And from what I'm understanding, most hospitals are not letting people work sick. So you shouldn't be getting sick, you know, on purpose because a hospital is allowing somebody sick to treat you. However, if somebody tests positive for it, and we don't have a means to say if it's active infection or a previous infection or exposure, do they really need to go home? You know, we aren't testing everybody. How many millions of Americans are actually coronavirus positive? And just like you and I, we never really got sick. We felt fine. We don't know what the hell anybody's talking about. We're like, really? We had it? Really? So we have to be very, very careful when people say, well, they're coronavirus positive. Are they coronavirus positive? Because, duh, it's been around in the United States for months, way before China probably, you know, told us. And so, yeah, the majority of us were exposed. The other thing also is when you are in a hospital or an emergency room, there are crowds and there are many people around. And so you do have an increased chance of getting sicker the longer you are in a hospital, which is why in my training, you know, if we could discharge you before you got sick with something else, we would. So I wouldn't panic about there being deliberate sick people treating you. I think that's a misrepresentation. But somebody might be coronavirus positive in terms of their testing. And, you know, don't be surprised if those healthcare workers are still needed in the field. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCVALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we're watching New York City very, very closely. And, you know, New York City has the potential to be a huge worse epicenter than China, Wuhan province, as New York City is the most congested. A lot of pollution sort of issues. You know, maybe people living in New York might not have the healthiest lungs, which could be why they also have, unfortunately, more of a, skyrocketing number and a presence in this coronavirus epidemic. Just to look at the numbers really quickly as of now, and I understand you might listen to the show delayed, so these numbers could change. We're at 574,000 total coronavirus cases in the world, 26,300 deaths, over 130,000 people have recovered. Well, about 130,000 people, I should say. The number will change. The U.S. has now far surpassed China. China had 81,000 cases with five new deaths reported. We don't know if they've had more, But that was being reported on worldometers.info. The USA is at 93,000 total cases with 1,385 deaths. But Italy comes in second with 86,000 cases and 9,134 deaths. Italy has had a huge jump in coronavirus cases and deaths. Italy is at like an 11% death rate, as opposed to America being like, you know, 4 per million population. I mean, much less, like point, well, I'll have to do the percentage, but under, way under 1%. So, you know, what's going on in Italy? And we in America, we need to watch what's going on in other countries, assuming we're going to be getting, you know, proper information and proper numbers, because we're kind of grappling around with our own lockdowns and shutdowns and, you know, trying to figure out where we need to be in terms of staving it off. We don't want to say we want to be like China, because we don't really know if the China numbers are correct. So, New York City, if you look at the breakdown of these 93,000 cases, New York City has the majority of them, more than half, about 44,000. Well, actually a little less than half now. Okay, so now they're at a little less than half at 44,000 cases, 53 new deaths, so 519 total deaths in New York. They surpass any other state. New Jersey comes in next. Well, it's proximity to New York and, of course, the commute, etc. California comes in third with 4,200. New Jersey with 6,800 total cases. Then Washington State at 3,200 cases. Florida, 2,900 cases. Many wonder if the Florida cases are spinoffs from New York, as many people from New York go to Florida. Not sure. Michigan, 2,800 cases. Illinois, 2,500 cases. Massachusetts, total 2,400 cases for the state. Louisiana, 2,300 cases. Georgia, 2,000. They've had a huge spike. So Pennsylvania, 1,700, Texas, 1,600, Colorado, 1,400, Tennessee, 1,000, and Connecticut, 1,000. Now, the remaining states have less than 1,000 cases. I live in Nevada. Nevada, I believe, hit another milestone number. I need to find it because I can't find it here. 535 cases, 10 deaths. Now, Nevada, I bring up because we have been on shutdown since, I believe, March 18th. No, March 16th. I think we are going into day 11. Of our shutdown. The cases are still going up. The deaths have gone up since the shutdown. But then again, that is expected. You're not going to see the numbers go completely down. But in terms of the percentage of rising and the percentage of cases, it's not that, not as alarming, even though still 10 deaths is too many, as what we see in other countries, or other states, I shall say. So it might mean that what we're doing with Nevada, and we are talking, I mean, it is locked down. This is like the best weather of the year. And the streets and the strip and the, I mean, it is just locked down like, I mean, ghost town around here. And we're in a very arid, windy area that we have a lot of winds, and so that might help us. And it's drier. Yeah, we had some rain, you know, so we had a little humidity, but humidity in Nevada is still drier than most. So, you know, I am in favor of a city having lack of control of their cases locking down. I just don't know how long it's practical for. You know, people are going out of their minds and they're, you know, going to whatever stores are open. And they're not really practicing social distancing to the degree that they should. And so, unfortunately, you'll have some people that are so, you know, stir crazy that they might get their guard down. I mean, I did. I was running all over Home Depot talking to people, and I, you know, because that's just who I am. Well, I could have gotten exposed. And so, you know, unfortunately, you know, sometimes, you know, these lockdowns can, you know, have unintended consequences. So what's going on with New York? Well, Mayor de Blasio says that New Yorkers should be ready for the city to stay closed until the end of May. Bill de Blasio has predicted that more than half of their 8.6 million population will become infected with the coronavirus. Now, he is mayor of New York City. So he appeared on Good Morning America to give an update. He said people should be ready for New York to stay closed throughout May. He still needs help coming from Trump and the federal government. New York City, as a New York City, not so much New York State, but New York City, had more than 23,000 cases and about 365 people have died. Across the state, 44,000 cases as of now. Unfortunately, in the last 24 hours between Wednesday and Thursday, 177 people have died in their hospitals. So the idea that this is just a cold, no, get that out of your head. This is a dangerous virus. But we need the testing to be done massively. We need to not run out of tests, and we need to see how many people have it where it's mild so we could get a more accurate death rate, you know? We also need more accuracy on if you do start to have simple symptoms, like, oh, I got a little bit of cough, or I'm asthmatic and I'm noticing a little bit of a wheeze. Do they need to go to the hospital, or can they, you know, be treated in a, you know, less severe center? I don't want anybody with a wheeze or shortness of breath to stay home. Anybody who's wheezing and having difficulty breathing needs to be evaluated. You can't just sit home and be suffering with that. But does the average cough need to go in and get seen? Until we could test, you know, many doctors are saying, look, don't come in, don't get yourself even more exposed, just stay home. And then you have this psychological coughing. A lot of people just start to cough because they feel sick. I got allergy season coming around the bend. You guys will, in a month, hear me all throughout. I mean, it's allergy season. Allergies are so bad in Vegas. And, you know, we're going to be coming up with that, which is why I really hope we start to slow things down. So University of Washington School of Medicine suggested that a total of 81,000 people could be killed by the virus in the U.S., and they said the pandemic will not be over until June. Well, most of us are expecting some sort of end or significant slowdown by the summer. So I feel good that we have University of Washington kind of echoing that, yeah. But what keeps coming back is this President Trump Easter deadline. From what I understand, and forgive me if I'm wrong, President Trump had suggested that the economy reopen by Easter, not that the virus would be gone. Now, with the idea that the economy reopened in Easter and that being on his timeline and a goal, I don't see why he, you know, is getting so much criticism. If anybody who wants to save the economy stood up there saying, guys, we're going to be down for the count with the economy for months. You know, we will not be able to reopen NASDAQ or any of these companies for months. I would say that's premature and inept. But having a goal that by Easter, we will be able to have an economy that can still function, I think is still realistic, especially with the stimulus package. Now, we might not be able to, in some parts of the country, go back to the movies. We might not be able to still do graduation. But, you know, we want commerce. We want economy to exist. We don't want scare. You know, we want the stock market to still be able to be active. And so, you know, everybody wants to jump on Trump with Easter. Trust me, I'm not here to ask people to, you know, that you got. This is not about defending Trump or not. But the idea of having an economy that could still function, all right, and coming up with goals and timelines, I think is extremely necessary in light of people panicking and we have a third of a million people out of jobs. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed an unprecedented $2.2 trillion economic rescue package into law after swift and near unanimous action by Congress to support businesses, rush resources to overburdened health care providers, and help struggling families during the deepening coronavirus epidemic. Democratic Representative Anthony Brown of Maryland called for the vote.
The question is on adoption of the motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes have it.
President Trump said this will deliver urgently needed relief. As he signed the bill into law in the Oval Office, he thanked members of both parties for putting Americans first. The legislation will speed government payments of $1,200 to most Americans and increase jobless benefits for millions of people thrown out of work. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are being told that the EPA has temporarily stopped enforcement of environmental laws due to coronavirus. They have suspended its enforcement of a variety of environmental laws on Thursday, saying that industries could have trouble complying with them due to the coronavirus pandemic. The agency added that it won't expect to seek penalties for noncompliance with routine monitoring and reporting obligations. EPA is committed to protecting human health and the environment. They say, quote, but recognizes challenges resulting from efforts to protect workers and the public from COVID-19 may directly impact the ability of regulated facilities to meet all federal regulatory requirements. They said this temporary policy is designed to provide enforcement discretion under the current extraordinary conditions while ensuring facility operations continue to protect human health and the environment. So this temporary enforcement discretion policy is open-ended and applies to civil violations. Leniency for intentional criminal violations of law will not be provided. So what are we kind of talking about here? Well, fines or other civil penalties can be waived for companies that fail to meet certain requirements for releasing hazardous pollutants. Certain industries, such as oil and gas, have previously requested relief during the pandemic, citing potential staffing problems. Oil prices have also greatly shrunk because of the outbreak, lack of demand, overseas factors. Crude oil prices are now nearing 18-year lows. Stephanie Giles, head of EPA's Office of Enforcement during the Obama administration, said the new policy was, quote, essentially a nationwide waiver of environmental rules for the indefinite future. She says it tells companies across the country that they will not face enforcement even if they emit unlawful air or water pollution in violation of environmental laws, so long as they claim that those failures are in some way caused by the virus pandemic, she said. And it allows them an out on monitoring, too, so we may never know how bad the violating pollution was. Okay, I have an opinion on that, but I'll finish with what they say here. Guile said that while there were circumstances where a disaster like the pandemic might make compliance impossible, those instances called for narrow decisions by regulators on clemency. They say the EPA directive said industries would be expected to comply with regulations where reasonably practical. Businesses that broke regulations would have to be able to show that they tried to reduce harm and show how any violations were caused by the coronavirus outbreak. So, I had my medical office before I went to teach. Now, I have two different opinions on the matter. From a medical standpoint, if I don't have enough staff to ensure that my patients are safe and things are being thrown properly in biohazard and, you know, things are autoclaved or whatever, no, I shouldn't open. And you do have doctor's offices that have closed because if they can't ensure they have proper staff, they can't ensure patient safety. So that's handled there. However, if I ran a company and we were working at half staff because staff had to stay home, kids are out of school, mandates, shutdowns, people not wanting to work. Yeah, I get calls from telemedicine going, the job I have is essential, but I don't want to be there. I don't want to be exposed. Can you write me a note? You know, and then we have to decide if, you know, they're at risk or not at risk. So if you own a facility and you staff people to manage all the government measures and they don't want to come in, what are you supposed to do? And if you're in an industry that's essential and can't just close down. So I get how if there are these rules and regulations that you need to try your hardest, you know, and you shouldn't be, you know, wrecking the environment just because of coronavirus. But I think it is very, very fair to say, look, we are at half staff or a third staff right now. So sending you your monthly reports is not a priority. You know, I talked about how, in the medical setting, it's interesting because it's very hypocritical. So how many times has your kid had a nosebleed in the middle of a restaurant? We've talked about this, right? So you run to the bathroom, you grab toilet paper, you deal with the nosebleed, and you throw the Kleenex into the garbage. You wash your kid's hands, and you move on. In a doctor's office, you can't have bloody nose Kleenex in a regular garbage. Anything that has blood on it has to be in a biohazard bag. Now, I don't really know what we did in terms of the regular bathroom because you'd have women with periods. But in a medical clinic, if you had to stop somebody's bleeding with a nosebleed, that all goes into biohazard. So if you have nurses that are, you know, making sure things go in the right garbages and then piling up the biohazard and things like that, it works. But, if a nosebleed tissue goes into a regular garbage, are you going to go after the doctor's office? Hopefully they don't. So I get how the government needs to kind of ease up. Now, this has been concerning people, and one of you sent me this story. A perfectly healthy, quote-unquote, Texas dad with coronavirus dies within hours of diagnosis, I believe. Or let me open this up here. So he is a father of six in Texas. His name is Adolf Mendez, and he went by TJ. and he died Thursday due to complications related to COVID-19. He was only 44 years old. One of his kids told the newspaper that her father had no underlying conditions and was perfectly healthy. Mendez's wife added that her late husband did not smoke or drink, was physically active, and ate a healthy diet. She told the New Braunfels Herald, saying, "You hear that the people who die are older and have previous health conditions, but he was neither, and the virus took him down hard." She said, "It could happen to anyone. It's not just a story that happens to people across the world. It's here, and it's real, and it could kill anybody." So when we hear that a younger 44-year-old healthy man dies, it scares you. But one thing I do have to caution you all is when you hear perfectly healthy, when I hear that, I think of my father. My father didn't really go to the doctor. So he never was officially diagnosed with heart disease. Yet he dropped dead of a heart attack. There is no way he was healthy. There was no way he didn't have heart disease. But if you don't go to the doctor and you don't get it examined, you don't know. So one thing I'm very, very cautious about, which we kind of need information coming very quickly on this so we could make a better, you know, assessment of who's at risk and who's not, is how many of these people that died, was it a heart attack that you know, happened? Or was it their lungs filling up with fluid? We know that this coronavirus has the ability to fill up one's lungs with fluid and cause them to go into respiratory failure. That is how I am assuming all these numbers coming in with deaths in the United States, 1,429. I believe in Nevada we've had 10 deaths. In the world, we are at 26,369 deaths. So I'm assuming that if they are counting the death, it is a virus that is affecting the lungs, causing the lungs to fill up with fluid and inflammatory fluid, and then not causing gas exchange of oxygen or carbon dioxide, person goes into respiratory failure and dies. But how many of these deaths are actually somebody had a heart attack? You know, we talked about flu-related deaths. A couple years back, we had 80,000 flu-related deaths, but they counted everything. If somebody got a pneumonia, streptococcus pneumonia, bacterial pneumonia, while or after they had the flu, it was related as a flu-related death. If somebody had a heart attack a week after having the flu, it was considered a flu-related death, and that's appropriate. So my concern is, did somebody die of respiratory failure, or did they die of heart disease, or did they get a bacterial pneumonia, or like we saw with this child in California, which they took off as a coronavirus death, but it still died, it was septic shock. Did he get septic shock from coronavirus? Now they're saying they think it was just coincidental that the person had coronavirus. So we need, in order to make a better decision and judgment on, you know, who's high risk or not, are these people coincidentally positive, or are they going through the process of how this virus kills and then dying, unfortunately? So, you know, but I really worry that some of these people might have had a heart attack that, and again, heart attacks happen. You know, men are more prone to heart attacks than women, and so were a lot of these deaths heart attacks that they think might have been related to the coronavirus, and we have yet to prove. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. The House has passed the $2 trillion coronavirus bill to help out households, businesses, and airlines, and Lincoln Center, and everybody affected by this crisis. So it did pass in dramatic fashion, approved overwhelmingly, voice vote by lawmakers who came to Washington. And some lawmakers came from New York, other places where residents were supposed to be sheltering in place, but it was a procedural move by Representative Thomas Massie, which kind of drew bipartisan fury, including President Trump. People thought he was being a grandstander. He got his 15 minutes of fame. But he had opposed the legislation because he said it added to the deficit, and he insisted over Twitter that it sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution and was simply upholding that oath. And the Constitution specifies that a quorum or majority of the House should be present for legislative business, but that is rarely enforced. So, $1,200 checks. $1,200 checks is going to go to many Americans who make under $95,000 a year. If you're a couple, you'll get $2,400 as long as you make under $200,000 a year. Each child under 17, $500. Unemployment insurance, an extra $600 per week. Attached to the $200 to $500 per week that people would get, small business administration loans, student loan forbearance, mortgage forbearance, a holdout on evictions, a lot of interesting stuff, cool stuff that is needed. So that has passed. Okay. Not so cool is hurricane season. So this year's hurricane predictions. All right. We are being told, and this kind of came early. Usually we don't hear about this until about May. But we are being told that meteorologists are predicting an above-normal hurricane season. AccuWeather's meteorologist leads have predicted that this hurricane season, which starts in June and ends end of November, will have 14 to 18 named storms, which means winds of over 39 miles an hour. 7 of 9 of these could turn into hurricanes, winds of 74 miles per hour higher, including 2 to 4 major hurricanes with winds of about 111 miles per hour higher. And now Dan Kotlowski, he's a veteran meteorologist, I think he's been doing it for like decades, had suggested that this is going to be a more above active storm. So how do we categorize these hurricanes? Where do these numbers come from? Well, we use the Saffir-Simpson Hurricane Wind Scale. Category 1 has sustained winds of 74 to 95 miles an hour. Category 2 has sustained winds of 96 to 110. Category 3 has sustained winds of 111 to 129. Category 4 has sustained winds of 130 to 156 miles an hour. And a Category 5 is over 157 miles per hour. Now, I wrote an article on this so you guys can, you know, again, it's a lot of numbers. You can see it if you need to. So, the damage done by any of these can be catastrophic. Category 1s cause a lot of flooding and can still cause damage. Category 2, where you're about 100 mile an hour winds, can cause extensive damage. We start to get devastating when you're at Category 3. Then, Category 4 and 5, we consider catastrophic. So in any given year, the Atlantic Ocean usually averages about 12 named storms, 6 becoming hurricanes, 3 becoming major. Now, Hurricane Katrina was one of the biggest that we saw in our lifetime. That was at one point a Category 5 when it was in the ocean. When it hit landfall, it had already downsized to a 3. But it still tragically killed over 1,800 people, caused $108 billion in damage. It was the deadliest hurricane to ever hit U.S. soil. And that was technically a Category 3, which is why I don't underestimate it based on the numbers. The Great Galveston Hurricane of 1900, however, killed the most people thus far with 10,000. Now, El Nino plays a part. El Nino is an ocean atmospheric interaction where sea surface temperatures rise near the equatorial Pacific, causing increased wind shear in the Atlantic equatorial region, and has been linked to lower than active hurricane seasons. But warmer water temperatures in the Atlantic and the Caribbean, as well as monsoon activity in Africa, could increase hurricane activity. So if you are in an El Nino season, the Pacific might be more active, but the Atlantic has some protection. When it comes to America and our deadly hurricanes, we're usually hit by the Atlantic ones. Sometimes we'll get a little bit of the Pacific ones coming up Baja California or through Mexico, etc. But most of our damage comes from the Atlantic. So if we're in an El Nino season, we have some protection. 2020 is not supposed to be, from what I understand, an El Nino season. I think there's like a 25 to 35% chance it'll be El Nino, which is low, which is why they're expecting us to have more storms. So Dr. Kotlowski states this year, more than likely, we'll get hit with one or two big storms, and we don't know specifically where that is. So if you live near a coast or on an island, have a hurricane plan in place. So this year's names, all right, let's look at the names for the hurricane season. So in the Atlantic, We got Arthur, Bertha. Bertha doesn't never sounds good. Cristobal, Dolly. I'm really worried about Hurricane Dolly. Dolly used to be my nickname. Don't ask. I was called Dolly Parton. I was, flat-chested until all of a sudden I went to see the cup, so don't ask. Edward, Faye, Gonzalo, Hurricane Hannah. I'm a little worried about that. Hurricane Isaias. There's a Josephine. There's a Kyle. There's a Laura. A Marco. A Nana. Hurricane Nana. Havana Unana. Omar. Hurricane Paulette. Hurricane Renee, but that's boy Renee, because they alternate male, female. Hurricane Sally, Hurricane Teddy, Vicky, and Wilfred. I doubt we'll see a Hurricane Wilfred, but that name is out there. Then for the Pacific, we have a Hurricane Amanda, Boris, Christina, Douglas, Alita, Fausto, Genevieve, Hernan, Isel, Julio, Karina, Lowell, Marie, Norbert. Hurricane Norbert. Did you guys see Norbert with Eddie Murphy? Fantastic movie. Odalis. Hurricane Odalis. Hope I pronounced that right. Hurricane Polo. I'd be worried about that one. Hurricane Rachel. Hurricane Simon. Hurricane Trudy. Hurricane Vance. Hurricane Winnie. Hurricane Xavier. Yolanda. And Zeke. All right. So, yeah, they like to be named after each letter, and that's how they do it. So, if hurricane season is supposed to be coming in June, and they are expecting it to be a bad one. You know, the hurricane.gov and most of these, websites are suggesting you prepare early. How the hell are you supposed to do that if we can't even go grocery shopping for coronavirus lockdowns? But for hurricane preparation, you need to have adequate water, about a gallon per day per person for at least 3 days, a quarter to a half gallon of water per pet. Fish obviously might need more. Canned foods, flashlights, medical supply kit, batteries, blankets, cash, medications, and waterproof containers should be set aside for disasters and put important papers in waterproof, fireproof cases. According to Ready.gov, they want you to be aware of your risk of hurricanes, practice safe shelter, things like that. I would also, look for, and it's hard because there's a lot of boarding and things like that were already bought for shutdowns and things like that. What I would do is, if possible, once lockdowns start to ease up in your area, ask those stores if they're not going to need their plywood. And if they're not going to need the plywood, you could then maybe use that. I mean, you might be able to kind of, do some repurposing on some of these things. Make sure your documents are in a safe place, declutter drains, gutters, things like that. But it's unfortunate. It's not what we need, and who knows? Maybe the hurricane might, flush out a lot of the virus in certain areas. Unfortunately, with hurricanes and floodings and all that, more, pathogens come into play. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.